Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Takeaway. John Huckenberry here. Sitting in for Celeste Headlee is Noel King, who's a Takeaway producer and longtime journalist, foreign correspondent. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, John.
Let's set the table here. We're going to have a full segment on politics this Halloween weekend as we prepare for next Tuesday's midterms. Michael Scheer is going to rejoin us. Also, John Zogby, president and CEO of the Polling for Zogby International, will be with us. But first, we've got a story we're going to be following probably all morning. It's breaking out of East Asia. Noel, what's going on?
Well, a news report says North Korea has fired two rounds towards South Korea near the tense border between those two countries.
It's like across the DMZ.
Exactly, exactly. The Yonhap News Agency says South Korea immediately fired back. Not unexpected, I guess.
Well, these sorts of tit-for-tat kinds of events are not unknown along that Korean border, but we'll have to check to see, given the nuclear issues in North
Korea. Absolutely.
And the issue this year with the boat in South Korea.
The tensions keep ratcheting up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Again, Noel King is a substitute for Celeste Headlee, who's on her way down to cover the political rallies of Comedy Central.
That's
on
right.
The National Mall. Joining us now, John Zogby, president and CEO of the Polling for Zogby International. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Great. And Michael Scheer, we welcome back, chief political reporter for the Caucus blog at our partner, The New York Times. Michael, thanks for being with us again.
Sure.
So, John Zogby, let me just ask you right off the top here. When you poll for national elections on big issues, it seems to me the job is much easier than doing what you have to do in a midterm where you're polling individual pixels of individual races that may or may not make a coherent national image. What's the challenge for you?
Multiple challenges. Certainly the response rates just from a technical standpoint. But secondly, there are so many different pockets and so many different moving parts, not only that compose the nation, but that compose individual states. And when we drill down to states, what we see also are significant numbers of undecided voters. You get larger pockets of undecided voters in some states and congressional districts than you do in the nation as a whole, all of which makes it much more difficult for us on a state and on a local level to determine just who exactly is going to vote. Now, as one example, we did a substantial poll of independents, and we did this nationwide, simultaneous to several states that we were doing. And in every case, the independents gave very, very low job performance ratings to the Democrats in Congress, even lower to the Republicans in Congress, all of which makes you throw your hands up in the air and say, well, just who are these people going to vote for? Are they going to vote at all?
And there's also the why question. Noel King and I were talking about this before the show, that it's almost a psychological exercise trying to gauge what's going on in the brains of voters. What were you saying earlier?
Well, I wondered, John Zogby, you've polled Americans on what they're expecting after the midterms are over. What are you hearing from people?
Well, this time around, they're consistent still with 2008. They want problem solving, though they're not giving a specific direction to how they want those problems solved. But they also want consensus building. Now, that's interesting because when you watch television and when you watch the campaign closely, what you're seeing is the exact opposite of that. What you're seeing instead are hyper-partisan, very ideological, very negative kinds of campaigns. Mm-hmm. But here are the voters, the message as a whole emerging as something very different, which is we're not sure exactly how we want you to do it, except we want you to do it. We want our lives to be better, and we still are holding on to the belief that you can make it better for us.
That's John Zogby, president and CEO of the polling firm Zogby International. Michael Scheer, you do the same sort of thing over at the Times, at the Caucus blog. Is this resignation that change needs to happen and that consensus building is very, very difficult, or is it anger, do anything, you idiots, kind of a mentality?
Well, John's really the expert here on this. I'm certainly not a pollster, but my sense is that it's a little of all of that, that Americans, hold kind of two different contradictory views at the same time, right? On the one hand, they still have the hope that drove President Obama into office, this sense that they want and hope and expect things to be to be better and to be done and to be, you know, moving forward. At the same time, you know, they are not happy with the specific things that have been done, and they are angry that, you know, whatever has been done doesn't seem to be helping their lives very much. You know, the unemployment rate is still high. Their jobs aren't there. They feel like their economic situation is going in the wrong direction, and so John might be able to explain better, but I think Americans are fully able to hold contradictory views at the same time.
Well, John, I want to put this to you because it really it's the tantalizing story that's kind of leading the headlines, and it's on the front page with Michael Shear's byline on the New York Times this morning. Bill Clinton, who, you know, Noel, you'll remember, in 2008, was a bit of a lone wolf.
That's right.
Right? He was doing things kind of solo a lot, yes. John Zogby, what do you think if Clinton asking the Democrat to get out of the three-way Florida Senate race is a legitimate sort of strategic move with actually a mandate from the White House, what are they looking at that they're willing to concede that they can't win on the Democratic side and will accept an independent Charlie Crist down in Florida? John Zogby?
Yeah, you know, in a nutshell, it strategically makes an awful lot of sense. You add up the numbers. There's no way that Crist or Rubio can win alone. Crist or Meek could win. So Marco Rubio sails in with 40 or 42% of the vote at a point, incidentally, where Charlie Crist is rising. On the other hand, at this point in time, and clearly without Kendrick Meek's support, it looks ham-handed, and it seems to hand over to the Republicans almost a moral issue. You have Michael Steele out today saying, here are the Democrats trying to get rid of another black candidate.
Right. There is that. They've handed them that. And it just informs and reinforces this sense of desperation on the part of Democrats, fearing losing the Senate and, of course, the setbacks in the House that the polls say are a very, very strong possibility. John Zogby, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
John Zogby is president and CEO of the Zogby International Polling Firm. And Michael Shear is chief political reporter for the caucus blog at our partner, The New York Times. Noel, you're our producer. Is it too much to say desperation? Should I back off on that?
Desperation is just fine.
All right.
Just fine for now.
Thank you.